What is going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Just got done working out on my way home, and I'm actually in the midst of another fast. And so I just finished a 48-hour fast, which was the longest fast I'd ever had been on. And now I'm doing another 24-hour fast. And before I talk about why I'm doing those things and how you can use fasting, if you're new here, my name is Logan Mazanaris. I'm a business owner, a fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness, real estate investor, husband and father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. So today we're talking about fasting. Fasting is it's up there with keto as being one of the popular fads, popular things out there for people to do to lose weight. Now, let me explain this. What is fasting defined? Like, let me define what fasting actually is, right? Fasting is just between one meal to another. That is it, right? So when you eat breakfast, you fast until dinner. If you eat dinner, you fast until breakfast. And ultimately, that's all that fasting is a time between meals. So it doesn't mean that it doesn't have to be like you break your fast at breakfast. You can also break it fast at dinner as well. Now, where people talk about, what people get confused on is they think that, okay, fasting has to be within a certain window, or there's got to be a certain quality or quantity. And ultimately, the cool thing about fasting is that you get to choose whatever the fast, like where that time frame is. Now, the reason why people like fasting is because it basically creates a window where you can eat, and essentially gives you the psychology of you can eat whatever the hell you want within a certain period, or if you just eat one meal a day, you can go ham, you don't have to worry about doing the things you know you should be doing, which is actually counting your calories and counting how much food you put in your body, right? So it basically allows you to pay attention without paying attention. And so that's really the point I want to hit on, is that fasting is a tool, right? Ultimately, it's a tool. And can it work? Yes, it can work. But don't understand the reason why it does work. The reason why fasting works is because inherently it limits the amount of calories you put in your freaking body. It limits the amount of calories you put in your freaking mouth. That's it, right? And so for you, if that works better for you to actually do that, where you fast, where you do maybe one meal a day or two meals a day, and you have these little windows where you're eating, where you're feeding, where you're putting food in your mouth, perfect. But just always understand that in order for you to, if you want to lose weight, which is what most people want to do if you're watching this, is that you must just eat less food than you're eating right now. That's really it. And so if fasting makes sense to you, go for it. But I just want to help you understand that, like, fasting can literally be you fast between breakfast and lunch, and you fast between lunch and dinner, and you fast between dinner and breakfast. Like, there's nothing magical behind fasting. Everyone does it, actually. Now, if you want to eat one meal a day or two meals a day, there's certain times where that tool can be productive, it can be useful. And the biggest way I say it should be useful for most people is that it keeps you from freaking snacking, which is where most people get the majority of their calories. They don't even freaking realize it, right? They sit there and they grab a handful of nuts, they grab a handful of M&Ms, they grab a handful of treats, they grab a little bit of candy, they grab a Snickers bar. What do they do? These little snags, these little grabs, and they subconsciously don't think about that, and they don't count those as calories, and then they get to the end of the day and they just eat normal meals, and they wonder why the hell they're gaining weight. Well, it's because you snack all the freaking time. Like, snacking, like, all those calories do matter. They do count, right? Drinks, right? You get lots of, now, this is where people, they don't count their drinks towards fasting. Guess what? There's calories in your liquids, right? There's calories in your coffee. There's calories in your shakes, whatever it may be. And so, again, most people also, they don't count their liquids as food and they're fasting, and so that can also throw your numbers off as well. But overall, I like fasting from that standpoint, is that it keeps you conscious of what you're putting in your mouth. I think that piece is super, super important, super vital, and ultimately that can be a huge benefit from you doing the one thing that really matters, which is controlling your calories. Voila, right? So now let me kind of explain a little bit about why I'm doing a fast right now. So another reason I like to do fasting is if I'm going into a cut, or if I need like a good reset, fasting is just a good way to basically just restart it, right? And helps me remember that a lot of the temptations, the hunger, the urges, I think, they're not actually physical. They're mental, they're emotional, right? And when you do a fast, you start to realize that your body can go a really long time without actually eating food. and you start to realize that your body's really capable of that, then all of a sudden these urges that you have where you feel like you need food, you need to eat that last bite, you need to eat more, you start to understand how your body really responds, you start to get a better feel for your body, you start to understand that they're more psychological rather than actual physical urges. And that's really the benefit of fasting, is it helps teach you what the difference is. And so it's cool. So it's like my daughter's done fasting before, my wife's done fasting before, and it's just cool to go through that experience, because then you start to realize that you might think you're hungry between lunch and dinner, but you're really not. Right? You might think you're hungry when you wake up, but you're really not. right? It's just like we've been so conditioned to eat at certain times that we just anticipate it, and by thinking about it, by anticipating, by focusing on it, well, we get hunger, right? And that's like a whole nother lesson, like what we focus on, right? So that's one of the things of fasting as well. And like when you go into a cut of, again, I think it's a great opportunity for why I like it personally. It just allows me to get a good reset and help remind myself that like I can do it. Like eating less calories than I'm eating right now is really not that hard, and is like my body doesn't actually feel it that much. So that's one of the big benefits of fasting. And so I decided to go on a 48-hour fast, longest one I've been on. And aside from waking up a couple times in the middle of the night of hunger, I didn't really feel it, right? And so that was pretty cool. That's as long as I've been without eating anything. And today I'm doing another 24-hour fast, and it's just cool going through a little reset. That that the fasting helps that reset, and just makes me feel like I have back control over some urges, temptations that I was having. That's one of the reasons I was doing it. I feel like I was out of control a little bit, eating too much, going to town on too many honey bunches of oats and trail mix and syrup, like legit combination by the way. But getting a little out of control, and so I reined it back in. And it just helps me basically reset and reground and to get myself back on track. And so that's what I like fasting for as well. But outside of that, fasting can be anything you want it to be. I actually went from eating 4 meals a day to eating just 2 meals a day, where I basically eat just breakfast and dinner. And that's really helped out a lot, just from a psychological standpoint. I don't even feel hunger. And now I'm actually going to test just eating 1 meal a day and see how that works. So just something that I'm testing on myself to see how it works for me, my lifestyle, what I like doing, and my current goals. And so ultimately, like, should you try fasting? Well, you already do fasting. Now it's just a matter of like dictating your time that you're going to fast, and dictate the amount of eating session you're gonna have, and then just adjust accordingly and see what works best for you. And honestly, a lot of it I base it on is functionality of like how it works in my day. So why I went from 4 meals to eating 2 meals a day, which, because I was just eating too much throughout the day. It's literally taking me half an hour to eat my 2 lunch meals, which basically took another hour away from my workday. And if I once I took those out, I got an hour back in my day. It was insane, right? Now I'm thinking about the same thing for breakfast and dinner. Like, that's another half hour I can probably save without having to sit down and eat. And so that's what I'm trying right now. And so ultimately, you gotta figure out what works best for you and why you're doing it. From a hunger standpoint, I found that, you know, really, like, I eat enough calories that it really doesn't make a big difference. And I get lots of steps in. You usually get between 13, 14, 15,000 steps in every single day, work out every single day, and it's plenty enough. So anyway, that's my message for today, is a little more tactical here, going about what is fasting. And so again, try it out, see if you like it. I encourage it. You do it anyway. Now you're just conscious of it. So happy Tuesday. My name is Logan Manzanares, and I'm out. Bye.